Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trying to hear you. I'm trying to hear you, Cynthia. I hope I can hear you. I'm doing fine, but can you hear me? Okay, I want to make sure that people can hear me because I feel like I lost contact with you. Maybe, can you hear me now? Okay, say something. See, I can't hear you at all. I can't hear anything. Speaker on it, see if I can hear. I heard when you went to music, and after that, I didn't hear anything else.
All right. There's a problem with my speaker, evidently, so you need to just carry the show.
Okay. But I have to see the board and see if I can't do that because I can't see.
Okay. Well, let's say good morning to everybody.
Good morning, everybody. I'm sending you love and light.
Thank you. Today is Oracle Friday. Do you have us on speaker?
I do, but I don't hear anything. I need the speaker, I don't hear anything.
Okay, can you guys hear me now? Susie in the chat room, just say yes. Okay, so we're on speakerphone. Skype is crazy. All righty, so we're going to get started this morning.
Can you hear them?
Yes, we'll be able to hear them.
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, Susie, how are you?
Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
Okay, so we can barely hear you. Hold on.
Okay.
I should hear a lot better. Yeah.
All right, guys. We're having a little technical difficulty this morning.
Okay.
Oh, I hear you fine. But he can't.
Oh. Okay, you can hear me now?
Yeah. Hold on, I'm going to give him my headset. Dr. Reggie? I'm going to put some music on until we work through this issue.
Okay.
Hey. Are you here, Susie?
All right, so we have a little makeshift thing happening here.
I can hear you guys.
Susie, are you talking?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did you have a question this morning? Before you do that, I want to do the morning prayer.
I know. We have technical
difficulties. Sure. Morning prayer is always important.
Yeah, it is. So I'll start this. Heavenly Father and Mother God and Goddess, thank you for this beautiful day, another day in the land of the living. Let us work in this energy with poise, security, and praise, and the wonderment of simply living, being grateful for all good things in our lives. We thank you for the power of wisdom in the energy of the Holy Spirit, and that miracles will take place today for everyone calling. I believe it is so, and so it is.
So it is.
Okay. You had a question this morning.
Just a very wonderful message from Spirit, Mike, and miracles are going to happen today.
Yes. You just want to just a message?
Yes. Whatever message comes to you, my dear, will be great for me.
Okay, I feel several things. That the job you're doing for other people, the lines where you're working, they're going to be tremendous for you. It's meant for you to do this and to be there. So don't give up hope, and don't worry about just the money. Focus on helping the people that you're going to help. And all good things will be added to you, including the love relationship and the money for everything, for housing, everything. It's going to come through.
Wow. That is a wonderful message.
Yes.
Yes, I certainly have been waiting for all those things for a long time.
You know, you have ancestors working with you. Your grandmother, grandfather. A lot of people are around you as ascended masters helping you.
Okay.
So be grateful. Say thank you, thank you, thank you. Just be had gratitude. It's going to be a wonderful experience. And don't be surprised if you're walking down the aisle being married next year.
I love you that.
Breath. That's good for you. To hold that deep breath and know it's going to happen.
That is beautiful. Very, very beautiful. And I always welcome any help that I can get from the divine. I absolutely appreciate it 1,000%.
I know that.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Reggie and Cynthia.
Oh, my God, I miss you.
I miss you, too. I'm going to have to look at that. See, when I get the message for the Open Mind Center, it doesn't specifically say where you are, if you're doing that particular class or whatever.
If you go online to the Open Mind Center, it would give you the whole calendar.
Yeah, but it never says with Dr. Reggie or with Cynthia.
Oh, it does.
Okay, because I want to catch up with you, both of you people, because I love you.
Oh, we love you too.
We love you too, sweetheart. I will make sure when we're doing things here in Atlanta that you know, okay?
Okay, very good. You have a very blessed day, and thank you for the message.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Area code 484, you're on the air. You have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning?
Hi, Dr. Reggie. This is Tonetta giving you a call.
Hey, Tonetta. Oh, my God. Long time no hear.
Yes, a lot is going on. So I'm so thankful I found your show. I actually seen that your show was coming on, and I actually set my alarm clock this morning to get up and to call into the show. That's how important it was for me to call and connect with you.
Bless your heart.
So Here's what's going on. Dr. Reggie, I am getting full-blown visions, and Spirit is, the one vision came true so far, and it took about a week and a half to 2 weeks, and the vision came true just like it was supposed to. And then after that came true, then they showed me a new vision, and I didn't believe it. And now they're showing me another vision. So I'm confused about these two visions, and I was calling up to see a time frame of when you see this happening. Now, do you want me to tell you the visions of what they're showing me?
They're showing you two separate ones. Real quickly, tell us what they are.
Okay. Well, it's involving this Dan man again, the guy that I'm involved with on and off. Okay, the first vision was he comes to the door in a gray T-shirt. He came to the door in a gray T-shirt. It was at nighttime, just like it was supposed to happen. That happened. After he left, the next day, they showed me a new vision. He's carrying his flat-screen TV up my steps, putting it in my bedroom on top of the entertainment center that's in my bedroom. They showed me it about 150 times. I said, no, I don't know what you're showing me. Tuesday afternoon, they showed me a new vision. A whole pile of Dan's shoes are in my bedroom closet. Boots, sneakers, sandals, flip-flops. I mean, probably like 30 pairs of his shoes are in my bedroom closet. And they keep showing me that. So when is this guy moving here?
No, it feels like it's going to happen very quickly, because when it happened before with the gray T-shirt, he showed up. And then you said you don't want the flat screen TV in your bedroom, entertainment center. And now it's all these shoes in the closet. He wants to move in desperately. And if you tell the vision no, you're rebuking it and refusing it, and which means you cancel it. But if you say, okay, I'm open to it, and if he's going to be good, I invite him in, and he'll come in with the shoes and the TV and everything. As soon as you want him to, as soon as you say no, you cancel the order. So just say, okay, I accept him for who he is and love him right where he is, and let him come.
So you're not getting a time frame of when you see this happening?
You know what? There's no such thing as time or distance in the spirit realm. But what you can do to accelerate the time frame is I sometimes see things at the end of the month or the beginning of the month or the third of the month, that kind of thing. But I do see that he's moving in very soon, before the end of July.
Are you saying that, hold on to that. Are you saying that the fact that she rejected the vision blocked the vision? So in reality, what's happening is that Tonette needs to move into embracing the vision.
She needs to move into embracing your vision, because if you're saying no, you know that you have free will by God.
I was telling Spirit when I seen with the TV, I was like, wait a minute, this can't be happening. I kind of wanted more validation. So then they showed me the big pile of shoes. I guess I'm like shocked. I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is happening. Because the way that Dan acts, the way that Dan gets distant, the way that Dan is unpredictable. I mean, I guess that's where I'm coming from here.
Right, I understand that. But you know what? Do you love him?
I do, and you know that this carrying on with me and Dan has been going on for over a year.
Okay. There are people who've been in relationships for longer than that and vacillating back and forth. But if you and Dan love each other, the energy cords that you're sending out and the universe is giving to you, once you align with the energy cord and say, yes, I accept him, immediately he'll start moving in. When you say, no, I don't see that, I don't want that, then God won't make you force you to do anything you don't want to do. So it's up to you.
So you see this happening before the end of the month?
Yes, I do, but it's not unless you say no, because God is not going to force anything on you. It's going to be your willing participation to open up and say, yes, I do, or no, I don't. If you love him and want him, he'll come. If you don't, you're rejecting him, and you're closing the spiritual and the physical doors. It's up to you.
Okay. And then real quick, Dr. Reggie, my mom went to the doctors, got a chest x-ray. The bottom line is they found a large mass in her left lung. It is cancerous. She's going next week to find out if it's in the lymph nodes, the bone, and brain. What am I going to do here?
I think you're going to take a candle and pray for your mother and ask God to heal her, and that heal her the way he sees her and the way he made her. And that cancer is from a lot of anger and resentment and pent-up things that didn't happen. And ask that slowly but surely they're being released and she's getting healed. Every day she's getting better and better. She doesn't deserve this, and you're blocking it out of her life no matter what happens. And thank you, God, for her healing. Thank you, God, for her healing.
Okay. Okay.
And let it be.
Right.
And watch the miracle that takes place. It's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Okay? And don't see her as sick.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I had in my life. You'd probably freak out, and I recovered from everything. So God will heal her.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So hold
it,
on
I
to
mean,
your faith.
It's very difficult because I went with her and I seen the scan and the mass is so huge in the lung. I mean it frightens me. It really frightens me.
Because you can't when you pray, you can't believe what you see.
Okay.
You're looking in the invisible. Something made your mother, and for some strange reason, she's holding on to this cancer. When people have lung problems, that means they're suffocating. They can't breathe with what's happening in their family. For example, it could be a sister who's not getting along with you, or a husband that died, or something tragic that happened, and she's holding on to that. And where does it go? To the lungs.
Okay.
So whatever she's going through, she's got to release it and release the pain and the problem so it will disappear.
Okay.
And we'll be praying for her, too.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Reggie. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Annette. It's so good to hear your voice again. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You, too.
All right. So that is, you know, two things came out of this reading for me.
Mm-hmm.
One is how... when we have these fears or these doubts, that we block the blessing.
Yes.
She's given a vision, and she's afraid to kind of totally embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they mean when they say, oh, you're blocking your blessing.
Yes.
And the other thing is, you know, when we have people very close to us and they are challenged with a health issue, it is hard for us to shift and focus on well-being. We immediately just put everything, all of our energy into the health issue, which feeds the health issue. What we want to do is to shift to the perfection, the divine perfection that's in us.
And see her as whole and perfect.
Right. And so rather than Tonette holding on to that image of this mass inside her mother's lung, because she's obviously very visual, what she should do is see
the mass gone.
See the lungs perfect.
And see the lungs as perfect. See the mass gone.
Yes.
And that's the way God made her. And I always refer people back to what Christ said in the scriptures. Your Heavenly Father knows already what you have need of before you ask him. But when you pray, believing that you have received, it shall be done unto you. End of story.
End of story. End of story. Well, let's go to our next caller, Dr. Reggie. Good morning. Area code 301, you're on the air.
I am Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
How
you doing? How you doing?
Friday morning. Fabulous Friday.
How are you, Anthony?
I'm doing great. Fabulous. Yes, Cynthia, I agree with you because I was going to add to my lovely sister on the air that we have to eliminate the fear. If we want something, we have to be open to it because God is not going to force anything.
Exactly.
Your flowers. Millions of them. They bloom every day and every year on their own. They're not forced to birth.
That's right.
On their own. So that's how God. Nature teaches a lot of things and we pay attention to nature. Yep. So,
we're one with Dr.
Dr. Reggie.
Yeah.
I am in this situation, I tell you. It's driving me crazy, but at the same time, I know how I do it.
Watch that lane.
Nothing has the power.
Right.
Unless you allow
it. Right. But when I say that facetiously because it's a good crazy. And
okay.
It's not a bad crazy. It's a good crazy. And when I say that, I mean it's a good one. Trying to keep me on my toes and thinking and so on.
Okay.
And this relationship with this young lady named Linda.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting, to say at least. Very exciting. And I want to know where is it at right now, and I want an insight into my financial world.
Also. Okay, with Linda, she's a very strong personality, and very self-sufficient, very independent. But she's relying on you for strength and reassurance. She loves that in you and wants to make sure you're motivated to take both of you to a whole new stellar adventure. The rest of her life wants to be fulfillment. In terms of your finances, they're going to happen always. But here's a financial secret. Again, what I always do, and Cynthia said, where do you get all money from? I do a green candle. I love candle energy because it represents illumination. The green represents power, prosperity, abundance, and eternal life. You anoint that candle with olive oil, including the wick, and cut the wick down to about 3 inches, and place cinnamon around the candle and set it in the plate. And ask for a certain amount of money and in excess and say, God, I know you're providing. You are not broke. The universe has boundless abundance of energy and the energy of money. Money is energy, and I thank you for sending the energy in my direction. I will be responsible and be loving and will tithe and be giving. And I respect the energy of money, and I respect the purchases I make and will do good. Thank you, God. End of story. And watch what happens in 7 days.
7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what happens in 7 days. Because that ritual is a physical prayer connecting you as a link to spirit and to the spirit of prosperity. And the angel of prosperity who makes sure everything runs in the earth, her name is Sashiel. And Sashiel will either give you a vision or a dream and will give you money. So don't be surprised. Just be grateful.
Grateful.
I tell people an attitude of gratitude increases your latitude with God. Be grateful.
Grateful. And Linda looks for my strength and my... What again, the other word you said?
The assurance.
Assurance.
And she will be a force. Together, blah, blah, blah. She wants that to happen, and she knows. She gets a lot of comfort being with you. Even as a companion, she wants that.
Mm-hmm.
and she wants your strength. She's gone through a lot of stuff with family and everything, a lot of crazy stuff. So she needs that reassurance from you that it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does she tell you that?
I picked that up. I picked that up very strongly. Very strongly, I picked that up. And
yeah.
Still. And she responds by smiling. I picked that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something she doesn't want to talk about because it's too hurtful. And she won't bring it up. Buries it.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. But she has a way of expressing it.
Yes.
She's
good with
words.
So, you know that. Don't make her feel anything else except love.
Oh, Anthony, I'm so excited for you. I am
say
so
again?
Excited.
Oh.
Huh?
Okay, I just heard you. Thank you.
You know what? First of all, you have prepared so well for this relationship because I know you and spent some time. I know that you are ready for this relationship. And the other thing that I find so interesting is that I know that you have some inner fears, but this relationship is giving you an opportunity to face those fears and just move forward through them. So you stand firm in the faith. You are armed with everything right now to be extremely successful. And I think that this relationship will also help you defeat your fear in terms of the work that you want to do. You know,
you're so right. I felt that from day one, and it's funny how God works.
It is
funny how God works. It's
a balance. This relationship is balancing your energy so that you can move forward. So be courageous and move forward.
Yes. Nothing like that masculine and feminine energy combination. Nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again.
Like, there's nothing like the masculine and feminine energy combined.
Oh,
nothing
That's right. It's true. Wow.
That's why we have to show circles of prosperity.
Yeah, masculine and feminine, huh?
Yes, that's why we have it.
We balance it. Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
I love you. I appreciate you. And thank you for following us and staying with us for what now, 2 years?
Yeah. And just thinking with a little resistance speaking, I could laugh about it on my part. On my part.
I think for the first time you called in, you were like, okay, now let me see. But you have grown tremendously. God bless
you. I thank God for it and for you all. Love you both.
Okay.
We love you.
The whole entire family, all my family. Melody, who just had a birthday. Happy birthday again, Melody.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Melody's birthday was this week of last week,
Sunday.
Wasn't it?
Sunday.
Yeah.
Last Sunday, the 21st. I called her up.
Yeah.
I told her, you know you see my girl. I called her and said, I got her on the phone. She's so sweet. We're family. We're family. Always will be.
Always will be. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Cool, yeah.
Wow. I am so happy for him. Area code 310, you're on the air this morning. What's happening?
Is this me?
Is it me? I don't know. Is it you?
It's Pamela.
Hey, Pamela and Malicious.
I'll be Malicious.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first, I just want to give you some news.
Okay.
Now, you both know I've been not working for 3 years.
Wow.
And I know I've been doing a lot of internal spiritual work, you know, to just release and let go of a lot of things, past, present, fears, worries, and all that good stuff. And, you know, Reggie, you also know, Dr. Reggie,
mm-hmm.
how you've helped me and my family. You too,
yeah.
Cynthia. And I had a light bulb moment. And it seemed like once I had that little light bulb moment, everything made sense. I know there's a lot more to learn, but I'm learning that when I let go of everything, every hurt, every pain, every fear, every doubt, every worry, any concern, everything is just like, it's like the smog is gone.
Yeah.
And I'll hurry up and wrap it up. But I've not been working for like 3 years, and I really didn't want to go back to what I used to do, which was legal. And I finally just let it go. I said, okay, I don't care. You know, just whatever you got, I surrender. You could have it. I'll be okay with anything that comes my way.
Right.
For my highest good. And I've only started looking in the last 4 weeks and started working on Tuesday. The place that I work at right now, even though it's temp, but it's exactly what I asked for.
Wow.
The people are amazing. The lady that I'm helping, you know, I really believe I'm on assignment. You know, that's the way I look at my life. I've done that for years. But it looked like I'm on assignment just to be a light and a blessing.
You know what's really funny? We work for a temporary agency in California, and they had T-shirts that said, life is a temporary assignment.
No way.
Yes. And I looked at that and I said, I'll remember that all my life. I'll remember that because it is. It's called
temporary.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. So,
and they had a credit union and everything. Life is
a
temporary.
I'm going to remember that. Life is a temporary assignment.
Yes.
That's perfect for me, too. I'm gonna put on a T-shirt. I'll probably just paint it on there. I have a request that you, Dr. Reggie, and you, beautiful Cynthia, and any of the listeners out there, please pray for the secretary that I'm sitting in for. Her name is Dia. I won't give her out her last name, but her name is Dia. And
in Spanish,
that
means aunt. It means aunt in Spanish. Mm-hmm.
Dia?
How do you spell her first name?
D-I-A.
T as in Tom?
Oh, that's auntie. It's D as in dog.
Oh, okay. Dia. Okay.
Dia.
Okay.
Dia.
Dia is in Dia.
I didn't go into detail about what's wrong with her, but she has a something in her face. A tumor.
In her what?
A tumor.
Where?
She has a tumor on her right side under her eye. It's inside. I don't know if it's, I'm guessing it's inoperable because she's going through treatment. That's why I'm sitting at her desk for a few months.
Exactly.
But I just shared with her, you know, I didn't know her. This is the funny thing. I had an interview on the telephone with her last week. And, you know, that was after I let it all go. I said, I don't care, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up with her, met her attorneys and all of that. But I guess the purpose of my call is just to ask you and your listeners to send her lots of love, lots of light, that everything is healed and whole and healthy for her, and that she has a beautiful recovery and that all is well.
Does she have babies?
I don't know. She told me about a cat, but I'm not sure. I don't know her family life.
It's probably one of her babies. But the thing is, this thing with her eye. Do you have the right eye or the left eye?
It's under her right eye.
Okay. That's the male side of her body and something that she's not seeing clearly in a relationship, either with a personal relationship or outside. So that's the right side. And what we'll do, we see that draining and being healed, and it's going to be operable, and she'll be back to work miraculously under the auspices of the power of the sun and the moon to balance her energy of the right and left eye, as above, so below, as within, so without. So let her have inner peace and inner healing, and it will drain. Pray for her, and I will. And I'm sure the listeners will, too.
Thank you. She seems like a really sweet young lady. Well, she's maybe my age, a little older. I'm saying it's young. But she just, I don't know. I felt like it was an assignment, and I'm just asking. And I know it's done.
It's going to be done. I pulled a card on her, and the angel of temperance is standing around her in the hospital room, and she'll be healed.
Mm. What
she'll
angel
be healed.
Was that?
Of temperance, of balance.
Temperance. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of balance.
Whew. Yeah. So I didn't come prepared with any questions or anything, but that's what was
okay.
on my mind.
Question, because you know what? Unselfishly, you're helping someone else. And that's what it's all about.
Amen. But I love you both very dearly. Thank you so much. And I know I'm going to be talking to you soon now that I have an assignment.
That's right.
A great assignment.
That's
a great
right.
assignment. I love your lesson on sister.
Huh?
All right.
I love your lesson on the power of surrender.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big one because it was a lot of, the stuff came up, you know, just when I think it's done, it's just like, okay, no, we'll give you a rest and we'll get rid of what's over there in that little corner over there.
Right.
Yeah, I tell you.
It's
feel the person.
Very,
see how you're home.
I'm sorry, Cynthia, I didn't hear you.
She said the universe is a great housekeeper.
Oh, my gosh. You're talking about cleaning up and getting out. Cobwebs and dust,
everything.
Dust bunnies. But thank you so very much. I love the show. Whenever, you know, I haven't been able to listen lately, but I couldn't go to sleep, so I just stayed up.
Yeah, because you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to listen.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. I didn't go to sleep, so I just stayed up.
All right.
But
you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. I love you guys.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Send you energy and blessings.
Give Tristan a big hug for me.
I sure will.
All right. God bless. Have a good weekend.
You too.
I want to remind everyone that our call-in number is 914-338-0590. We're going to have a little shorter show today. So if you really want to have a reading with Dr. Reggie, you need to press 1 on your telephone keypad because we only have about 30 minutes left for the show. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 617. You are
Hello.
On the... Hey!
Hi. You know, I was embarrassed because I listen to your show almost every Friday whenever you're on. And I'm like, no. I call them too often. No. Just listen. You don't want to press 1 because you got something to say because you always got something to say. So just... I was actually feeling kind of embarrassed.
No, don't feel embarrassed.
I was.
They need it.
Yes, Yes. I'm like, don't press one. Don't press one. You always call. Just leave these people alone. Just listen to the show.
You're funny.
But I just want to say something in regards to your previous caller. You know, she has really encouraged me to let it go.
Mm.
And to have faith that no matter where it lands, it's going to land where it needs to be.
Right.
Right.
And that I can't keep worrying about everything. It's like, you know, it's like planting a seed, and then you keep digging it up to see how far it's growing, and you get frustrated because nothing's happening because you keep digging it up.
Right. Exactly.
It's so true. And we do that, don't we?
Yes. I know I do. I do it all the time. So how come nothing's happening?
Funny.
We just don't let it go. You start to think about it. If you plant a seed or a flower and you keep digging it up, you're killing it every time you dig it up. It doesn't
exactly
have time to germinate.
Exactly. And it's also like it's also like slights. When you think people have slighted you, it's like it just keeps coming up. It's like eating something, I don't mean to be disgusting here, but it's like eating something bad, and it just keeps coming up on your stomach. It's like leave it alone.
True.
And we do that with relationships.
Yes.
You know, we're in a relationship that doesn't bring us great joy, and we don't know how to let it go sometimes.
Yeah.
We know it's not bringing us joy, but we refuse to let it go.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need to let those relationships go.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't deal with it, here's the thing. If we don't deal with the things that I would call our issues, or like when we were talking with Pam, the little stuff, the dust bunnies and everything that's in our life, the cobwebs. We keep experiences in our life so that we can deal with it. The universe is saying, no, you don't quite have that lesson yet. Let's come back to it.
Absolutely.
And we put ourselves in this cycle.
Yes.
You know, it's so funny. There's one of my clients lives in New Jersey, and she has a cat. It's a cute little thing. And the cat's name is Fanta. And she curls up in the bowl, and she curls up, and she looks out the window, appreciates the sunshine, wants the air to get in her body, she sleeps in the window. And I told her, when you get frustrated, act like Fanta.
Mm-hmm.
She thought, oh, my God, that's what I should do.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Just appreciate it.
Get all this stuff off of you and appreciate what you do have and be grateful. And exponentially, things get added to you.
Yes,
so, I'm sorry, what is your name?
It's Gwen.
Gwen, do you have a question this morning for Dr. Reggie?
Yes. My question is, again, in regards to I'm going through a lot of healing. So this time for me is very emotional, but I'm willing to go through it. There have been times where I've cut it short because it was too much for me to handle. But now I'm at a point where I want it done. I want to go through this, and I want to move forward in my life because the universe was not bringing forward to me what it is that would be truly wonderful in my life because I would sabotage it. I know it, and it's part of me being honest with myself because I'm not taking care of the things that are coming up. I'd much rather, you know, put it to the side and take care of it later, but the universe is really dealing with these things with me, for me, so that I can move forward.
That's right.
And
is the one thing you need.
Yes.
To rebuild, rejuvenate, and re-strengthen yourself, your whole body, and not only your body, but your life.
Yes.
On every level. The mental, emotional, spiritual, akashic, all those things need to be healed.
Yes.
Starting in your body. You're educating yourself now. This is the process of education.
Yeah.
The mighty soul. And building something else. Rebuilding your own empire financially and physically. And giving you a lot of lessons, a lot of blessings.
Yeah.
So open your heart and your mind to receive them. And God will do the rest.
Yes. Amen. Amen. But I will tell you what's coming up now is it's like the lies that I have chosen to accept as my truth.
Right.
And I'm looking at them and I'm like, no, that's not true. No, that's not true. No, that's incorrect. That's a lie. The devil's a liar. Period. And I'm looking at it and I'm becoming angry with it. But then it's like once I look at it and become angry with it, I let it go. It's like, okay, I see it. I didn't like it. It happened. Let it go. So instead of me looking at it and not dealing with it, but saying, okay, that's not an issue, that never bothered me, I'm looking at it and say, yes, this is an issue. And I'm feeling, it's really weird because I'm feeling stronger, and I feel like I'm just not going to fall into the trap of manipulation. Because there have been people in my life in which they've used emotional manipulation.
Yes.
And I'm just not having it anymore.
Sounds to me like you are really tapping into your personal power.
Yes. Yes.
And we're in a book study now on Soul Psychology by Joshua David Stone. And it is really about owning your personal power. This is a powerful study. And they give you a lot of tools, like you're talking about now, the lies that you've allowed yourself to believe. And I would guarantee you that those, you don't have to expand on it, but these are things that your ego is telling you. You define it as the devil. The devil is the ego. The ego will always tear you down. And what you're now saying to the ego is, no, that's not true. I know who I really am.
Here's
some of the secret things that the ego will tell you. You're not worthy. You remember when you did so and so and so, and that got all screwed up? You're nothing but a failure. Those things. And if you allow yourself to just go follow all that stuff, you can be way down. What I'm hearing from you now is like you're fighting back and saying no. Okay, no matter what has happened in your life, Gwen, it was an experience to teach you. It was a lesson.
Amen. Yes.
So, okay, this got screwed up. Yes. You got in this relationship. It wasn't right. It did not destroy the perfection that God placed inside of you, which is your soul. That is whole and complete. There's no way that you are damaged good. And I am so proud of you that you're saying, no, I'm not buying into that anymore. Amen. This is the end, and I'm taking back my power, and I'm no longer a victim.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
You're spiritualizing the ego.
Yes.
Yes.
Girl, you're on it.
That's right.
Yes. It's like when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I knew that eventually I was going to get to this place. I knew that eventually I was going to get to this place. And it's like I'm not falling into that trap of emotional manipulation. You know, so the cushion on the couch is a little off, okay? That doesn't mean that means that I'm off. It means that the cushion is off. Okay, I left my shoes at the front door. That doesn't mean that I'm a careless individual. Okay, maybe I didn't wash that dish as clean as it should have been. Doesn't mean that I'm a filthy person, because this is what I've heard all my life. This is what I've heard all my life. If you don't do these things right, if you don't wash this down correctly with bleach, if you don't do this way, if that's not that way, then you're not a worthwhile human being.
Oh, Lord.
And I've heard that all. It wasn't even words. It was just an energy. It was an energy where I felt that I didn't even have a right to even sit in the living room.
Oh,
I would feel ashamed, and I would go and sit in my room.
Oh. You know.
And that's what I'm fighting. That's what I'm fighting. It's like I'm fighting for my life again. I'm fighting to take back my life.
Well,
and guess what? It belongs to you.
It belongs.
And it's independent. And nobody can tell you about your life being engineered. Mm-hmm. Only with the power of God.
Amen.
I pulled a card on you. It was the Five of Swords. That means it's one person standing with a sword in front with the clouds behind him, who defeated four other people. And he's the fifth person still standing when everybody else is now defeated. So move forward in your mind knowing it to be right. There's five elements or five people or four people that have been defeated. You're the fifth person still standing and still standing. And hold that in your mind. When somebody tries to hold you back and hold you down, God will always support you and hold you up.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God, this is emotional. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
absolutely.
You so much. I really appreciate it. Oh, this is beautiful.
You are still
thank
standing.
You. Yes.
No matter what the comments are, he's going to hold you up. In spite of all
this
shortcoming, trying to make you feel wrong about yourself, psychologically and emotionally, and you will always be here.
Mm-hmm. Thank
in the presence
you.
Of God.
Thank you, Dr.
Wow.
Reggie. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you
absolutely.
So much. God bless you.
Love you.
You're doing great work. Great
you're doing
work.
Wonderful
you.
Work. Exactly. Keep
thank
it up.
Thank you. I will. God bless you. God bless.
Bless you too.
All right. Bye bye.
What a call. I love those calls. I mean, and she's finding her own power. That is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when she started repeating the things that were being said to her, where to and how she was being defined by someone else, and that she was buying into it, and now she's breaking free, that just lifted my heart. But it reminded me of one of the lessons that we have from the Abraham Hicks material, where Abraham is saying that he was moving, teaching us the beauty of the experience of becoming human here on planet Earth, how we burst forth with such great joy and excitement to come and experience life on this planet because we knew how to create. You know, we're coming directly from Source, equal and immune God, and we knew the power that we had to create, but we get here, and there are people like our parents and teachers and everything, and they've been on this planet for so long, they've forgotten the excitement and the joy that they had. And so then they start demanding certain things of you to make them happy. If you don't do this and if you don't do this, then I'm not going to be happy. Not realizing that if they choose to do the things that really bring them joy, then and they have the power to do that by just saying, I choose to do this and I want to create this and I want to create this, they wouldn't have to try to tell you how to act.
That's
in
true.
Order to bring them that joy.
Mm-hmm.
So the other side of what Gwen needs to do is not look at these people in resentment or anger, but to understand that they have just forgotten how powerful they are, and
mm-hmm.
they don't have to manipulate and control her for their happiness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Listen, if you would like to have a quick reading with Dr. Reggie this morning, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. I see a lot of callers in our queue. Otherwise, we're going to end this show pretty early this morning. We have time for one more caller. I'll give you a second to press 1 on your telephone keypad. In the meantime, I want to remind you that we're here Monday through Friday starting at 7 a.m. We teach from a lot of good books. I mean, we've gone through Oneness, The Secret of which one was that book called? The Way of the Wizard. That was my favorite book.
Oh.
Spiritual Partnership by Gary Zukav. I mean, just so many different books that we've covered. We did a lot of work with Abraham Hicks material and the study of emotions. We just studied the biology of belief. All of these things have just expanded our awareness. And you'll notice that we have callers here who've been with us for a while. They are growing spiritually. So we invite you to, if you can't get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, the archives are there. Download them. One of the ones that's my favorite right now, the 3-part series on the Christ consciousness. We've done that recently. So you want to download those archives. There's a
tremendous wealth of information that can help you on your spiritual path. Please tap into it. Please tap into it. All righty, Dr. Reggie, we're going to go into our closing prayer.
Thank you, Father, for the energy of wisdom, strength, and truth. And let people know in their hearts when they get a reading, there's nothing evil or disconcerting about getting a reading. No matter how accurate a reader is, if it doesn't give them the impetus to be active in their own life and change it, it's not a reading. It doesn't help. Let them walk in the light of righteousness and truth and have peace of mind and have prosperity and major abundance from you, that your kingdom is ready to be given to them if they will open up their minds and hearts to you. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is.